Pastor. I remember this church gave me a guitar. And right now, we've been using that guitar for the glory of the Lord. And thank you for that guitar. I really love that guitar. I've been here. I remember I was here with my wife about almost 3 years ago. And right now, I arrived 3 days ago here in America. But I'll be back in the Philippines on second week of December. It just so happened that I have to fix my mission board. We've been praying for this for a year already until I met Pastor Johnson. And then how I sweep now mission board. And Pastor, thank you for this given privilege. The work in Mindanao is doing good. The Bible studies, I have my pictures, all of that, and Bible studies in men in uniform. We feed kids. We've been there for 5 years already, but that is the third church that we started from my ministry. So thank God for that. And we build, right now we're still building our building, and we are out of fund, so the building was so slow, the way we build it, because, you know, we are out of fund. And please consider that in your prayers. And also, I have to go back to Philippines before Christmas. I have to see my kids, you know. I miss my kids every time, these kids singing here, and, you know. So I really wanted to be back in the Philippines. I will not hold you long. Again, thank you for praying for me. You support me not because of my mission board. You support me because you believe me. You believe what the Lord, you know, entrusted us to work there in Mindanao, Philippines. I would like to share, and if you would, let us stand up, please, as we give reverence to the reading of the Word of God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Let us all pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this given privilege. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible. Lord, this is our food. Lord, thank you for letting me here. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the partnership. Lord, please help me as I share your word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. You may now take your seat. I would like to share, the Bible says here that the witness of light. In just a few minutes, in about 30 minutes or 25 minutes, I would like to share by the authority of this book, the Bible, about the witnesses of light. It has been said that if we have case, our case was based on our witness. If we have reliable witness, there will be a possibility that we will win. Now tonight, this is this is a kind of a different preaching, because The Bible says that Satan is the accuser. And the Lord is our adversary. It has been said, let us put that here is the judge, the Father. And here is the Lord Jesus, our mediator. He is our attorney. And there is the Holy Spirit as the clerk. Now, let us dramatize tonight, beloved in the Lord. I would like to share to you the witnesses of the light according to the Bible. Well, the judge says, call the first witness. And here comes now the first witness. His name is Mr. Beginning. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. I saw the light, the Mr. Beginning says. And then another thing, they call the second witness. They call the second witness. And then the second witness showed up and he said, sir, I eat honey and locusts. My name is John. When I was 6 months, according to the Bible in Luke, recorded in Luke chapter 1, verse 41 to 44, when I was 6 months, Mary visited Elizabeth. And then when I was in the belly, I leaped for joy. Amen. I witnessed the light. I am not from the beginning. I saw the light from the belly. And then call the third witness. And then these witnesses are, sir, we are shepherds. In the Bible, in Luke chapter 2, the Bible says in Luke chapter 2, sorry, my vision is a little bit, blurred a little bit, Pastor. Maybe next time, Pastor, I see you, I have my, glasses also, It bothers me a little bit. In Luke chapter 2, verse 8, and there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be all people. And then said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He said, your honor, we saw the light. We witnessed the light. We were the shepherd. It's not from the beginning. It is not from the belly. We saw the light from the barn. And then call another witness. Are you with me?
Yes.
These are the witnesses of light. Call another witness.
Amen.
And then the witnesses are more than two. They said, it was recorded in Matthew chapter 2, in verse 11, that says here, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. Now, beloved in the Lord, young child, not babe. You know, there are good paintings today, but wrong theology. I saw paintings that it was Mary on her foot, there's a big snake. That's wrong.
Right.
It was Jesus, not Mary. Amen?
Right.
There are good paintings, beautiful in the eyes, but wrong theology.
Right.
Now the Bible says, this Magi, they present themselves, your honor, we are the Magi. We are the wise man. We offer gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the light, to the Lord. And the Bible says, when they saw Him,
Amen.
They worship Him.
Amen.
The Bible says, not them. Amen?
Right.
Singular.
Right.
Singular. Not them.
Right.
We are approaching December now. People, you know, exposes, especially in the Philippines, you know, they worship this first, they call it the Holy Family. And they worship them.
Right.
And the Bible says, this wise man worship Him.
Amen.
Your Honor, we saw the light not from the beginning. We witnessed the light not from the belly or nor from the barn. We witnessed the light from Bethlehem.
Amen.
And then let us call another witness. Are you with me? Beloved in the Lord,
yes.
Let us call another witness. And then there's a man there. He said, Your Honor, supposed to be, we are two. But I'm only one right now. One time, Your Honor. All right, the judge says, state your case. Your Honor, one time, I was hung by the cross. And then, my companion mocked the Lord. And he said, if you are really the Son of God, save yourself and save us. And then, Your Honor, I rebuke him. Supposed to be, we are two. But I am only one. God saved that day. Lord, remember me.
Yes.
And then the Lord says, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. That day, I witnessed the light. I embraced the light. I saw the light. I love that light.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, it is not from the beginning. It is not from the barn. It is not from the belly. I saw the light from that bloody cross.
Amen.
Thank God for that bloody cross.
Amen.
I really love that bloody cross. I saw the light, this man says, on that bloody
Amen.
Cross. And then, the judge called another witness. And then, two ladies was there. Mary Magdalene and another Mary. Recorded in Matthew chapter 28. At the end of the Sabbath, early in the morning, they go there. And they said, and they found out that Jesus was risen from the dead. Amen?
Yes.
Nobody can stop him.
No.
Death cannot stop him. Hell cannot stop him.
Right.
No one can stop all.
Amen.
He is risen. I serve a risen Savior.
Amen.
And this lady,
yes.
Your Honor, we witnessed the light. We saw the light not from the beginning,
right.
Not from the barn, it might be not from that bloody cross. We saw the light from the borrowed tomb.
Amen.
Remember that the tomb is just a borrowed.
Yes.
Praise the Lord for that ladies.
Amen.
And then another call another witness. And then, here comes now, Paul.
Yes.
Present himself. Your Honor, I am Paul. My job before is to, you know, to be part of killing all the Christians. But one day, when I was in my way going to Damascus,
yes.
You know, from Jerusalem going to Damascus, you have to travel in a mountain area, mountainous area. But when I was there, Your Honor, going climbing this mountainous area, going to Damascus, the light goes down. And he said, Saul, Saul, why hast thou persecutest me? It is hard for thee to kick against the feet.
Yes.
And he said, who art thou, Lord?
Amen.
I witness the light.
Amen.
Thank God, beloved in the Lord. Paul witnessed the light.
Amen.
Not from the belly, not from the beginning, not from the barn. He witnessed the light in the Broadway.
Amen.
In the Broadway. And again, the judges call another witness. There are many. brown skin Filipino people, white skin people, black people. Your Honor, we are not from the beginning. We witness the light not from the barn nor from the Broadway. We witness the light because we are born again. Born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Are we born again? Yes. We must say that we witness the light. We accept the light because we are born again. Thank God. You know, if I am not saved, I don't know where I am. If I am not born again, I don't know. Maybe I am now, you know, drowning in hell. I praise God that I'm born again. We are the light. You are the light. Keep that light shining. How about in our work? In our family? Is our light shining? I remember a story about a man, you know, there's a bridge of that so-called train. The bridge was broken. So the officer put man there, you know, as a watchman. The officer said, all right, before that bridge, stay here, maybe 3 kilometers away. Stay here. When around 2 o'clock in the morning, the train is coming, he said. And then he said that when the train is coming, wave your lamp. Wave the lamp, warning them. And you know the story. It was December 23. And then this man, you know, he waited there until he saw the train is coming. So what he did, he waved the lamp. While waving the lamp, the train still continued. The most tragic story. Around 700 people died that day. So they try to, you know, they try to investigate what happened. And this man said, it is not my fault. I waved my lamp, but the train still continued. So the judge says, it is the driver's fault. So case closed. This man goes home. When he was in his home, he found out that there's a letter for him. Darling, a letter from his wife and 3 kids. Darling, please pick us up December 23. Because me and our 3 kids, we will be with you on December 25 for our celebration for Christmas. And he found out that his wife and 3 kids belong to the who died on the cross. So he goes to the judge. Sir, it is my fault. The judge says, why? No, it is driver's fault. No, it is my fault. Because you know, sir, when I was there, yes, it is true that I waved the lamp. But the truth is, there is no light in my lamp. He's just waving. But no light, no light, no light in that lamp. Beloved in the Lord, we have responsibilities because we are the light. We are the witnesses of light. Let us keep sharing the light. Let us keep sharing the light. Here in America, there in the Philippines, in our job, in our family, let us share the light in our loved ones, in our friends, in our co-workers. Let us always share the light that they might see Jesus in us because we are born again Christians. Continue sharing the light. Pastor, thank you so much. I am done. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Pastor.